And then when that happens, when you've produced arresting strangeness, you get three effects, which he calls recovery, escape, and consolation. And what Tolkien does there is he sets up the criteria by which you should judge his own works. And that's exactly how it's worked. There's this huge critical industry that says, let's look at The Lord of the Rings in terms of recovery, escape, and consolation. Does it work? Well, it sort of does. What do those things mean? Recovery means you can get back something that you've lost. There is the nostalgia trope again. You want to get back to your old house. You want to get back to your childhood. You want to get back to your safety. And The Lord of the Rings does that with its there and back again structure. Very effective in creating that sense of recovery. Also, things that have been lost end up being found, and things that have been destroyed end up being rebuilt in some way. The next element, escape, which he says is so important to fantasy literature, has been much more problematic. Oftentimes, fantasy literature is denigrated, is criticized exactly for being escapist. It tries to create in people a feeling of another world that they can go to, and that distracts them from the important things they're supposed to be doing in this present world. Now, I think there's a distinct and unpleasant whiff of the most repellent elements of Marxism-Leninism in that criticism of escape, in the idea that literature that makes you think about something other than your present miserable circumstances, whatever they may be, and I don't assume that everyone is miserable in their circumstances, I'm certainly not, but literature that distracts you from that is somehow a bad thing. I think that's a terrible idea. I think that subordinates literature and it makes it a kind of propaganda rather than a kind of art. But in any event, Tolkien himself tried to answer that. He said, escape is not a bad thing if you're unjustly put in prison. Escape is not a bad thing if you're miserable. And escape shouldn't be a bad thing in literature. Criticism of escapism, okay, let's leave aside the kind of hard Marxist-Leninist, I don't think anyone really listens to them anymore. But the Henry James followers that are still so powerful can in fact be very critical of the idea of escape, because literature for them is not about seeing things that might not exist or escaping from reality. It should be about examining reality in different ways. Now, I don't reject this idea. I like my Ernest Hemingway and my Toni Morrison and my William Faulkner as much as I like my Tolkien. I don't think that you should have to choose between them. I think you should note instead that these are two different aesthetics. Hemingway, Faulkner, Morrison, Updike, any of those modernist writers do want you to look at the interplay of human relations in the real world and explicate how they might work, and Tolkien's doing something else. But that the idea because something is, quote, real is better than because it's fantastic or escapist is logically incoherent. Nothing in literature is actually real. It's all just a bunch of words. It all shrinks things in. In my last lecture, I'm going to talk about a short story by Jorge Luis Borges called On Exactitude in Science, but I want to bring up some of the ideas from it right here because it helps very much. In that story, Borges talks about a completely accurate map of the world. And he says the problem is to make a completely accurate map of the world, it would have to be life size. Or as the comedian Stephen Wright would say, I have a map of the world. It says on it 1 mile equals 1 mile. It's very hard to fold.